We're back in Munich, this time on Culture File, on a hillside to the south of the great parklands created for the 1972 Olympics, next to the tent-like stadia, which still look like buildings from a distant planet, nearly 50 years later. Bavarian artist Franziska Agrival has chosen this location for her contribution to a citywide sound art project running in Munich this summer called Frequencies. For Frequencies, artists have created sound work in abandoned shops, built audio-augmented reality sculptures and perform street opera in the heart of the city. But Agrival, an artist whose practice regularly crosses from industrial design to ice sculptures and indeed yoga projects, took to the grassy hills for her work. Nature Unplugged features a series of semi-pyramidal shapes scattered in the hills around the Olympic Park, where she invites visitors to sit down and tune in to the environmental sound all around, an invitation she extended to Culturefile. So we're right up at the top of a set of hills, not really very far from the centre of Munich.
Olympia Park is actually located quite central in the city. There's a northern part of the park which has been built for the 72 Olympics here in Munich. And then there's a southern part which got created after the Second World War by all the destroyed houses and the destroyed material of all housing in the city. People moved everything on that one place. That's how the hills got built.
They're very big hills.
Yeah, actually that's why it's also called Olympia Alm here. And Alm is a part of a hill or like a big grass field in the Alps. The landscape here is a bit made like so it looked like we would be in the Alps, and so we are that far high up so we can see the mountains from here. My name is Franziska Agrival, and I am the artist who did the project Nature Unplugged for Frequencies in Munich, which is a sound-based project run by the city of Munich, the cultural department.
So we're on top of another hill. We've been up one hill along a plain and then up another hill, and we can actually look back and see a lot of the city behind us. It's pretty peaceful.
We are just now approaching the installation and walking up the hill, and it's placed actually on one of the highest places of the hill. It's surrounded by many trees and bushes. It's a purely geometric construction, and the design of the structure is made out of triangles, and it's a structure which basically catches sound.
It is, I suppose, it's a geometrical version of an ear.
Exactly. You could say that it's a big ear in which you can sit or lie or sit in front. It enhances the surrounding sound and noises.
Well, let's check that out. You can sit on it.
Sure. Yeah, you can lie down and you can also just look up into the trees. Half of the body is on the grass and the other half is inside the ear.
I was very interested in your practice in general because, as we were saying, you have a big foot in design and you also have your art practice. You also have the work with snow and ice, which is part of your art practice, but in a pretty kind of ephemeral way. Tell us how you got involved in that.
My work with snow and ice has been following me throughout my whole career. And for me, it's a very interesting material because it's so short-lived and it's very natural and also very clean. I like the way I can actually work in a very large scale. In that sense, my studio has to be outside. The whole work process to realize a piece has to be in a specific location with very specific outlines. It has to be very cold, I need a good snow, and then the work with the material itself I basically make it, but I don't create it to so it can be there to be sold. So the whole process of making is actually the only time when it's existing. And then there is only one moment of perfection when it's there. And this moment cannot be predicted of how long this will be.
The other part of your practice that we haven't talked about is your yoga practice. Here we are lying in the middle of the forest listening to the birds. It's not completely unrelated to a meditation practice, is it?
No, it's not. And you're totally right. It is actually combining maybe all three areas of my personal and my work-related interest. And meditation and yoga is definitely closely connected to the project. We didn't do a vernissage here, so there was no opening for the installation. But what I did was a yoga session, which was called Yoga Unplugged. That was very nice because I said that we will not have any props, meaning that there's no mat, nothing. We'll just do it on the grass, and you'll be directly connected to the nature. And it's also something what has to be practiced to be able to disconnect. So this installation is some kind of tool for the start of it. And maybe the tool you will not need later on. Like then maybe it's the same like with the yoga practice.
How much of that did you explain when you were pitching the project?
About the yoga, I didn't say anything. Like now, I didn't say anything.
I mean, for me, that's a fascinating aspect of the project, but there is kind of an art world thing where you'd feel maybe that people would be resistant to that in some way.
Yeah, I think, this is also something what I'm confronted with all the time because the average person is not really informed about what yoga really is. So there's a lot of prejudice about it. And also it is, I think, by many seen as a very esoteric thing to do and also a thing to believe. And for me, yoga is that in, it's a science of life and the human body and the mind.
Franziska Agrivall there, taking a pew in her Nature Unplugged project in Munich. And projects in the Frequency programme will run in the city through all the warm months.